Hunter by Joanne Wadsworth. Princesses of Myth, Novella Book 2.5. Chapter 1. A light breeze swirled, scratching nettles against my face where I crouched within the bushes near the enemy's battle training arena. I swatted the brush aside, wishing it were just as easy to eliminate the protectors I could never get rid of. Liska, I can't believe you did this. Hope, my princess and friend, shoved a pesky branch out of her way. Why'd you teleport us right into the enemy's camp? My warrior hunter instincts are on alert, and this is where they led me, I answered her. A little warning would have been nice. Shush, keep your voice down. If we're found here, it'd look suspicious. Ya think? Hey, you're the one always up for an adventure. This isn't a flippin' adventure. She blew out a long breath. Maybe if we acted like normal people, we'd be less likely to catch a second glance. Or you could consider this a training exercise, I told her. Your new skills could use the practice. And hiding out in a bush is called practice? It's called scouting, and it'll be a handy addition to your warrior arsenal. Yeah, but Silas is one of the enemy. I don't need to be scouting here. Hope peered through the bushes, her long blonde hair snagging in the scrub. He trains in this arena every morning. If he saw me without protection this close to his hangout, I'd be in big trouble. I am your protection. I can't believe you're mated to the enemy, and your twin is soul-bound to their prince. What is this world coming to? Next thing you know, there'll be no protectors on Maggio left for me to fight. Actually, the few protectors Faith and I've met haven't been all that bad. Hope squeezed my arm. Sorry. Don't hate me for saying that. Your opinion is skewed. Silas ensures you don't meet any of the protectors outside his inner circle. Prince Davio does the same with Faith. Yeah, which means there'll be hundreds of protectors in there I don't know and shouldn't know. Her gaze narrowed, and the deep violet denoting her strong Wingcrest line targeted on me. That is danger times hundreds in case you weren't counting. You'll never be in any danger with me. And you can telepath Silas in a heartbeat if you have to. Did you not hear me say big trouble? She sighed and rubbed her neck. You've got to tell me. What's really bugging you? I've never seen you this anxious. I don't know. Those with the hunter skill had to hunt their prey, whether we knew who they were or not. The urge ate at us until we did. All I can say is my hunter instincts are blaring at me like never before. Although this time it's different. I want to hunt but not hurt. Well, that's a bonus. She knocked her shoulder against mine. It would have helped if you'd said that in the beginning. How long has this blaring thing been going on? 5 days, but my senses are narrowing in on one. That's why I decided to bring you. So I'm like your wing woman? Yep, I need you to keep me sane. Ha! Give me the easy job, why don't you? She tweaked my chin. Seriously, what happens next? You intend to hunt, then what? I rolled the cuffs of my loose black shirt to the elbow, exposing the sheathed daggers at each wrist, weapons I was never without. The pointy tips sparkled under a sliver of sunlight trickling through. Hunt and fight. The desire always fired my blood, but today it was hunt and yeah, hunt and something else. I'm not sure. Be prepared for anything. Anything isn't good. You can hunt but not hurt.